This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick, joined now by Day to Day senior producer and letters editor Steve Proffitt. Steve, what are people writing?
Alex, last week on the show we featured two commentaries by people with very different views about religion and politics, specifically the alliance between some Christians and the Republican Party.
Yeah, these were two short essays, one by an evangelical minister, he once counseled Bill Clinton, and a conservative activist also, a man who once ran for president.
Right, the minister is Tony Campolo. He described himself as a troubled evangelical. Here's a bit of what he said.
It's one thing to spell out the moral implications in political issues, but it's something else to lend religious legitimacy to one particular political party.
And the activist is Gary Bauer. Here's part of what he said.
I suspect the reason why the left declares that religion has become too involved in politics has everything to do with the fact that conservative Christians have established themselves as a formidable force in politics.
We got a few letters thanking us for the Tony Campolo commentary and a slew of emails slamming us for Gary Bowers. Some headlines. Here's one from Steve A. Engel. Alex?
Please, more balance, more accountability in radio.
And from T.J. Williams here in Los Angeles.
So why don't you just come out and say you're promoting the right-wing agenda?
And also from Los Angeles, Niels Alpert.
While I despised listening to him, Mr. Alpert writes, I appreciate the reminder that concerned citizens must do everything in their power to fight against people like Bauer and the firebrand hypocrisy that they represent.
Listeners also lit into us for an interview we aired on Monday with Heather McDonald of the Manhattan Institute.
I spoke with her about an article she'd written defending the Bush administration's efforts to reinterpret the rules for interrogating terrorists and other detainees. Here's part of what she said.
They're treated more gently than your average street thug. And I think that is a very great risk because intelligence gathering is our most important weapon in the war on terror.
Alex, several listeners said you failed to press Ms. McDonald hard enough over inconsistencies in her position.
Martha Schwope of Concord, Massachusetts wrote this, "You should have made the point as often as possible that she's expressing an opinion only."
Okay, on to something a bit less weighty. A surprising number of football fans sent us comments about some statements made by sports writer Alan Barra.
We spoke on Monday about the two teams that will play in the Super Bowl, the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes, and Mr. Barra, who writes for the Wall Street Journal, said the main reason that each team is headed to the Super Bowl comes down to luck.
And fans from both teams were upset about that.
Yeah, they were.
My only comment is to refer him to a quote attributable to the late Branch Rickey of Dodgers fame, and I think I have it right. Luck is the residue of design. Eric Kipnis, Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
And if you have comments about sports, politics, or about anything else you hear on this program, write us.
The address is daytoday@npr.org, and thank you, Steve Proffitt.
You're welcome.